revelation of all things. The all-knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change, and that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty wise.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from Iran Radio. Today, Thursday, is the 19th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Azar, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of November, 2024, of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you until I took the first step. And that's when you opened the doors for me.
We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Yasin, verse 36.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون.
Exalted is he who created all pairs, from what the earth grows and from themselves and from that which they do not know.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Commentators have rendered the Quranic term as watch, that means purse, mentioned here in two different meanings. What is certain is that the term azwaj is the plural form of zawj, which is called to the two genders of masculine and feminine, whether they are in the world of animals or other than them. However, it is not impossible that matrimony here is used with the same specific sense of masculine gender and feminine gender. And in this verse, the Quran informs of the existence of matrimony in the world of all plants, human beings, and other beings that people are not aware of. Family in Socialization is the title of this episode. In Islam, the family is not just the basic social unit, it is a sacred institution ordained by Allah, emphasizing love, mercy, rights, and responsibilities. Islam highlights the pivotal role of the family in fostering values and virtues in individuals. By nurturing strong family bonds and upholding the Islamic principles, the community is fortified, creating a society that thrives on unity, compassion, and mutual support. As Muslims, it is essential to recognize the significance of family and strive to uphold its values for a better and more cohesive world. Within the family, parents are entrusted with the responsibility of imparting religious and moral education to their children. They are encouraged to lead by example, demonstrating honesty, integrity, and kindness.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about socialization in the society and socialization in the family life. We can only socialize with families that we know well enough. We know well enough and are reliable and decent people. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Al-Ikhwan Sinfan, Ikhwan al-Thiqa wa Ikhwan al-Mukashara. There are two types of friends, reliable friends and facial friends. As with regards to the facial friends, share your smile and sweet words with them, but it is only the reliable friends that you should socialize with. Before you invite anyone to your house or accept any family invitation, it is recommended to get to know them outside of the family environment. Only once you feel at ease with them, you may open the door for a family relation. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in stating the rules of family socialization, says, يَا أَيْهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَتَسَلِّمُوا عَلَى أَهْلِهَا ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. O you who believe, do not enter houses other than your houses until you are acquainted with them. and then greet their family before entering, that is better for you. This is chapter 24, verse 27.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
On objectives and functions of the family, we have this. Widening the family horizons and social cohesive in society. Marriage is also a means to widen the area of one's relations and develop affinities between different groups of the virtuous societies, between families, tribes, and nationalities. The Prophet has said, matrimonial alliances between two families or tribes increase friendship more than anything else. Marriage acts as a bridge between different families, tribes, and communities and has been instrumental in the absorption of diverse people into a wider affinity. In practice, marriage has played this role in the early Islamic period as well as throughout Islamic history and in all parts of the world. Allah, Allah. This part, dear friend, we listen about Imam Khomeini and his family. Fatima Tabatabai, Imam's daughter-in-law, said, Imam acted exactly according to all the institutions that he gave from the start, and it actually was an embodiment of those very instructions. He himself was the book for the hadith that he had written in his youth. I remember one day my son entered the house wearing trousers, which I had patched up at one knee. Imam asked why is Hassan dishevered like this. I jokingly replied, it's the life of the poor people, Aga, means sir. Immediately his face became drawn and he said, you don't want to do Riyah. I said, no, why Riyah? He said, be careful. No paying attention to outward physical appearances has value. However, if you want to show people that I'm such and such, it is Riyah. Imam said this sentence to me with the same intensity with which he had at the age of 30 written in his book.
Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, one of the companions of the Prophet, he reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he once said, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He says, Atani Jibra'il ma'a sab'een alf malak. The Prophet says, one day, Jibra'il came to me with an entourage of 70,000 angels. This is something grand. An announcement is about to be made. Jibra'il with 70,000 angels after the Prophet finished his Dhuhr prayer. And Jibra'il said to the Prophet, Ya Muhammad, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ يُقْرِئُكَ السَّلَامُ. Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, He conveys His salam to you. And He wants to give you two gifts. He presents you with two gifts. It's a very lengthy narration, I'll mention one of them. One of the things that was gifted to the Prophet, Jibra'il says, Allah wants to gift you with as-salawatul khamsa fil jama'at. The gift that Allah wants to give you is that He wants you, He is allowing the five daily prayers to be prayed in jama'ah. And then the hadith continues outlining and describing the astronomical rewards that are associated with the one who prays jama'ah. Jama'ah can be prayed with two people, the imam and the ma'mum. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi says, if two people, husband and wife, father and son, two people, if two people pray jama'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes for every rak'ah 150 prayers. The Prophet continues and he says, if three people pray in jama'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thawab, the reward for each rak'ah of that jama'ah prayer, if there are three people, each rak'ah, Allah records 250 prayers. If four people pray in jama'ah, Allah records for every rak'ah 1,200 prayers. And the numbers continue to multiply and multiply and multiply until you reach 11. The Prophet says, وَإِذَا زَادَ عَلَى الْعَشْرَةِ, if there are more than 10 people praying jama'ah, meaning the imam and then 10 behind him or 11 behind him, and alhamdulillah, in most of our masajid, you're going to have more than 10 people praying jama'ah. What is the reward? What is the thawab? The Prophet says, فَلَوْ صَارَتْ بِحَارُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلِّهَا مِدَادًا. The Prophet says, in order for you to even understand the reward for every rak'ah in a jama'ah of 10 or more people, of more than 10 people, the Prophet says, if all of the oceans in the heavens and in the earth were converted into ink, وَالْأَشْجَارُ أَقْلَامًا, and if all of the trees were turned into pens, and all human beings and all jinn and all angels were to be the scribes that try to capture that number, they would exhaust all of it and not be able to calculate the thawab of one rak'ah of that jama'ah.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for listening to us. We leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. My dear brothers and sisters, we have a beautiful story today. It is narrated from Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam that he said, a woman came to Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, and said, I have an elderly mother who is weak and has a question regarding her prayer. She sent me to you to ask the questions. Lady Fatima salamullah alayha answered the woman's question. The woman then asked a second question, and Lady Fatima answered again. She continued asking questions up to 10 times, and each time Lady Fatima provided an answer. The woman felt embarrassed for asking so many questions and said, O daughter of the Messenger of Allah, I do not intend to trouble you. Lady Fatima replied, whenever a question arises, come and ask me. If someone were hired to carry a heavy load for an entire day and was paid 100,000 dinars, you know, dinars are golden coins at that time, would carrying the load be a burden for them? The woman replied, no. Lady Fatima said, for every question I answer for you, I receive pearls greater than the space between the earth and the sky. So it is not burdensome for me. So, very, very profound answer. So she added, I heard my father, the Messenger of Allah, say, the scholars of our Shia will be raised and rewarded with great rewards according to the extent of their knowledge and their efforts in guiding the servants of Allah. So the point that thousands of robes of light will be given to one of them. So what a great reward, and there would be light given to them, robes of light. For what? Answering questions. So some points here should be, first, the duty of people, they should ask questions. Dear listeners, take notes of your questions. Don't forget that. Make a habit of it. Learn relative everyday matters and everything that comes. Ask the scholars. Second, the duty of scholars to be available to answer properly and to welcome the questioners. Welcome people. Tell them to come and ask. And if they don't come, sometimes you should go as a scholar. And, of course, the rewards of scholars and learners. And also that Ahlul Bayt are the reference. We should refer to them and ask questions. And also that Lady Fatima was like an activist here. You see, people refer to her and ask questions, and she's like a reference in science and knowledge. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Danesh, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم
Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ قرآن عليك سلام
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners listening to IRIB English Radio all over the world. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, in this session we will be practicing Ayah 27 of Surah Yunus. Tell us what page? 200?
12.
Top of the page, second ayah, right?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you have the Quran with you. Please turn to page 212, Surah Yunus, ayah 27. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah altogether, then shall we continue our class. All right?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والذين كسبوا السيئات جزاء سيئة بمثلها وترهقهم ذلة ما لهم من الله من عاصم كأنما أغشيت وجوههم قطعا من الليل مظلما أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. In ayah 27 of Surah Yunus, page 212, Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين كسبوا السيئات جزاء سيئة بمثلها وترهقهم ذلة For those who have committed misdeeds, the requital of a misdeed shall be its like. وترهقهم ذلة And they shall be overcast by abasement. مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ In the day of judgment, they shall have no one to protect them from Allah's punishments. كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا They will be as if their faces were covered with dark patches of the night. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ They shall be the inmates, the inhabitants of the fire. And هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ And they shall remain in it forever. Allah Almighty, in the previous ayah, if you remember, in ayah 26, what did Allah Almighty say? لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا Those who do good deeds, their reward is what?
Better.
الْحُسْنَى وَزْيَادَ And even he will increase the blessings, the rewards. But in this ayah, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيَّاتِ And those who have committed misdeeds, they will have equal punishment. Okay? If you have done, for example, as an example, look, you have committed two sins. Okay? The punishment for each of them will be one. Two. You will not get punished more than what you have done. All right?
Yes.
Got it? So this means Allah is Allah is?
Justice.
Just and fair. This talks about justice of Allah Almighty. Time is getting late. Let's move on to the explanation of tajweed points. Ali Nasir, would you please recite Ayah 27? وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ. Okay, everyone, let's listen to Ali Nasir reciting Ayah 27 of Surah Yunus on page 212. Recite it, we will listen, and we will fix the tajweed errors, inshallah.
Yes, sir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين كسبوا السيئات جزاء سيئة بمثلها وترحقهم ذلة
أحسنت والذين كسبوا السيئات ما شاء الله just seriously read والذين كسبوا السيئات good job Arabic accent that's important okay جزاء سيئة بمثلها جزاء حسين what about the mad should I extend it is it wajib mad
yes
it's wajib جزاء حمزة and mad letter both are in
same
in the same word in the word جزاء okay جزاء سيئة بمثلها سيئة
Tim
or Tim? Which one?
Second one.
Tim bimithliha. Watarhaquhum dhillah. Move on. Wait. Hassan, was he allowed to make a pause here?
Yes.
We have a stopping sign. What is that?
Sila.
What does that Sila indicate?
It says it's better to continue.
Sila says it's better to continue, but you can make a pause, yes?
Yes.
Good job. So, move on. Ali Nasir, ما لهم من الله من عاصم. Stop on the word مظلما. Continue. ما لهم من الله من عاصم. And stop on the word مظلما.
ما لهم من الله من عاصم كأنما أغشيت وجوههم قطعا من الليل مظلما
أحسنتم So the word قطعا How do you read it? قطع
عم
And also the word مظلما When you stop معصوم When you stop on the word مظلما How do you read it?
We should say مُظْلِمَا
مُظْلِمَا Change it to حرف المد And also a fatha I mean plus an alif Alif mad
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Move on.
أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
أحسنتم. Ula, Ali Nasir, I want to tell you one point. Everyone, listen to this. Your recitation is a normal recitation. Your voice is like this. The melody is this. You can change this melody. Raise your voice, okay? Bring raising and falling sounds into your recitation. Vibrations, emphasizes, this can help you a lot, okay? This can help you a lot. You can change your voice, all right? Don't be scared of making mistakes. It's okay. Just try to practice this one, okay? All right?
Yes.
So, there is a beautiful dua. I want you to recite this dua in the qunut or after the prayer anytime. Allahumma amilna bifadlik. O Allah Almighty, judge us based on your fadl wala tu'amilna bi'adlik and do not judge us based on your justice. Really, if he judges us based on his justice, we have nothing. Because our sins are more than our good deeds. Yes? So if he judges us based on his justice, we have nothing. We have nothing. So we should be careful. We should ask Allah Almighty, inshallah, to forgive us. So Allah Almighty says that whoever commits a sin, he will get punished equal punishment, okay, for that. Not more than that. And remember that at the end of the ayah, Allah says, for those who do good deeds, Allah Almighty says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. But for those who commit bad deeds, misdeeds, Allah Almighty says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. So choose which group you choose, okay? In which group you want to be included. أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ or أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. And if you do good deeds, you will be among the Ashabul Jannah. Bad deed, Ashabun Nar. And both groups will be eternally living there. Will live there for forever. Hum fiha khalidun in Jannah, hum fiha khalidun in hellfire. There are people that they deserve to go to Jahannam, hellfire. And their misdeeds are not that much, okay? When they go to hellfire, maybe Allah, some scholars say, maybe Allah Almighty will forgive them as soon as their punishment is over. They will be returned to the heaven, okay? But there is a discussion here, so you can refer to the Tafasir books. Inshallah, learn more. I will recite this ayah. Make sure you repeat after me. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, participate. Let's go. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والذين كسبوا السيئات جزاء سيئة بمثلها وترهقهم ذلة
والذين كسبوا السيئات جزاء سيئة بمثلها وترهقهم ذلة.
If you take a deep breath, you can go till the end, okay? Yeah. Listen to the next part.
مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ
مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ
كَأَنَّمَا أغشيت وجوههم قطعا من الليل مظلما
كأنما أغشيت وجوههم قطعا من الليل مظلما.
أحسنتم.
أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون
أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us up to this time. That's it from us for today, for this session. Inshallah, stay with IRB English Radio for the next coming sessions. Thank you so much, Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, and Masoom. Inshallah, we hope we should have you for the next sessions as well. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for Corporations. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allah.
صلي على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam my deen. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You're listening to Youth Station. My name is Muhammad Abidi, and together with me here in studio, we have Sister Zainab. Welcome, Sister Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you. I'm excited to be co-hosting on your side, dear listeners. Assalam from my end.
It's a pleasure on my side as well.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His help.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
We have a very beautiful topic and something that we are all kind of involved in and we kind of asked all the time, why me? Why me? Why me? Do I have the capacity to endure all of this? This is so hard. This is so troubling. This is so difficult. The question is, how much capacity do we have? How much can we endure? Sister Zainab, how much?
Well, I really don't know how much, but I think to know how much, I should go on a journey of self-reflection. I should take time to write about myself. I should take time to think about myself. I should take time to reflect on who I am and the challenges, how I deal with these challenges in different spheres, in different times. And that's how I'll get to know, like, how much capacity do I have?
I remember recently the Shahid Karbasi, the family of Shahid Karbasi in Lebanon. It was a Lebanese father and an Iranian mother who were terrorized by Israelis in their vehicle, both the mother and father. They left 5 beautiful children as their legacy. And I remember when I saw this question, I remember this story. I remember this scenario. When the 5 children met with the leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, the elder son, he came and he told Rahbar that this is our challenge and this is our test from God Almighty. And then he used the verse from the Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not
bother a soul.
Allah does not give a responsibility to a soul that does not, that cannot endure it.
Wow.
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Only until all the responsibilities given to you by God Almighty, naturally, they all are within your capacity. And this was a very turning point for me when I listened to this. A son who is now bearing four other siblings.
Yes.
Whose father and mother were killed just a few days ago.
Yes.
Is saying this. Wow, this is astonishing. What excuse do we have on our side when we look at difficult things?
Right. Looking at this story as well, like the reporter also said that I was taken aback by the statements from this very elder son. And I felt like it's not just the martyrs, but they also leave behind something genetically, like the patients.
That's true.
I was like, I was hesitant to ask questions. Like, I was saying to myself, what should I ask to someone like who just lost someone, and I have to interview this person? But like the patients, the way of answering, and it taught me all. I felt like I'm not interviewing. I'm in some session and learning something, like how to navigate through the challenges of life.
Susanna, Palestinian issue should have given us so much hints today for this topic. Look at the Palestinian woman. You can relate this. You are a woman. You know that losing your father, your brother, your husband, your children, all in one day, and still saying Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. God Almighty is enough for us. That's not an easy thing.
That's not.
What excuses are we making for us to be patient and endure the difficulties of our life?
Right. You know, when I was actually studying something about moral ethics, I went through this narration. I really don't remember like which of the noble imams said this, but like it was like when you are saying "Why me?", you're kind of being selfish because you're kind of saying "Why not someone else?"
That's a very good point. Why not someone else? Why only me?
Why only me? You're actually indirectly saying, why not someone else? So it's actually selfish, and we should not be like that.
Alright, dear listeners, you're listening to Iran Radio and this is Youth Station. We were all talking about why me? How much capacity do we have to endure the difficulties of our life? And we reached a point where we talked about the Palestinian issue and how patient they are, how much difficulties that befall on them, they're so much enduring and they're persistent in that as well. Sister Zainab, a question.
Before you ask me a difficult question, I am feeling like scared now with the brother's questions, but because they're so challenging. Well, yeah.
It's all about discussions, yeah? Yes. We can explore this topic in many different ways.
Indeed. So, since we're saying like, why me and why not someone else, it reminds me of a story. I guess I shared this before, but it's not bad to share it with you as well. It's like my father met accident long back, and the hospital told us like he is the bone kind of that is acts like a socket bone in the leg has become a powder in this accident.
Wow.
And he won't be able to walk without support throughout his life. So I saw my father walking once like from a distance, and then I was like to God, why my family? Why my father? Why? And all of a sudden, you know what happened?
That's sad.
A young, smart boy appeared behind my dad, and then he actually overtook him. And then I saw that this guy is so young, so smart, but at the same time, he has no legs at all, like not even one leg.
Wow.
So I was taken aback, practically, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was kind of showing me, I have not bothered you more than actually.
This is nothing.
This is nothing compared
to what others maybe are going through.
Yeah, he was like really, really a smart young guy. And then I was really like, I learned a big lesson practically out there.
Yeah.
And then since I have actually started
practicing gratitude
in my life.
That's a very good point. When you look at your own difficulties and you compare it with people who are going through worse, then you realize and you become more thankful to God Almighty to say, okay, look, this is nothing. I do have the capacity for that. And like we mentioned previously, There is nothing that God will bring to you that you do not have the capacity
then
for.
You can't bother.
That's impossible. Yeah. That's impossible. If you're going through tough times with your family, tough time with your education, tough time with your life, your neighbors, your parents, whatever it is, you think that God Almighty brings this to you because you don't have that capacity?
And I think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually throughout the lifetime you have, increases, has plans to increase this endurance that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And like the same father that I was so much attached to, we are like five sisters. And when I was complaining like long back then, and after like I didn't see him for 5-6 years, and all of a sudden in foreign country I hear news in the morning like he's no more.
Wow.
And then my other sisters tell me like if we were at your place and we hear this thing in another country, we would actually die. We wouldn't survive this.
Yeah, exactly.
I said the same words, like Allah does not bother us, so like more than maybe I had the endurance more than you.
Yeah.
That's why I was chosen to be there and you were chosen to be here with
him. And many a times, Sister Zainab,
when I actually reflect on the same story, I feel like if I actually was there, maybe I was not able to see the entire scene with my eyes.
Yeah.
So that's why like Allah did not want me to bother that way. He bothered me different way, the bothering that I had actually the capability of. And
So Sister Zainab, many a times when we look at the difficulties and the difficult times that we're going through, we also remember the difficult times that Imam Hussein and his family went through in Karbala. And after all that endurance, your brother slaughtered in front of you, your brothers rather, your entire family that you came with, people who respected you, dignified you, gave you so much respect, gave you so much honor, are now all gone and you're now a prisoner. You go towards the enemy of the one, the same enemy that killed all of the people around you.
Yet you have the nerve to say, I saw nothing but beauty.
Exactly, Lady Zainab, salamullahi alayha. And that really brings us to a reflection point.
Yes.
And we should reflect on things that really bother us. We should reflect on things on really that really bother us. And we should not complain and say that, okay, why me? Look at what Sister Zainab went through. And she still did not complain. She gave herself, she submitted completely to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, all of this is nothing but beauty. You killed my brother, it was all beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. It brings us sorrow, sadness. But ultimately, it's all beautiful. With that,
and I was actually listening to one of these poets said, but before that, let's go for a short break.
We're back and we're now talking about the endurance and why me and how difficult life can be at times. And how do we know we have the capacity to endure all of this?
And you were saying, brother, like we have, we all go through these hardships and we deal with it. And I think one of the steps to increase your endurance is to live in the moment.
Exactly, exactly. Don't worry too much about the past.
And also about the future.
About the future, yeah. The future is more important because many people, they are worried about what will happen, what will happen, what will happen. When it's not in our hands, why are you worried about what's going to happen? Worry about what you're supposed to do now. Worry about what has happened and try to fulfill your responsibility as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on your shoulder. Don't worry about what will happen in the future.
Yeah.
We're not even responsible to worry about the future.
Right, because when you are actually living in the moment, you are more ready to face the challenges more thoughtfully.
Exactly, exactly. So I think it's important, what the point you mentioned about how we should not be worried about the future. I remember Imam Khomeini, it's actually coming from the Islamic teachings, but he says a very important point, مَا مَأْمُورُ بِتَكْلِيفْ حَسِّمْ نَبِ نَتِيجَةً. We are kind of commanded to fulfill our responsibility, not to worry about the conclusion and not to worry about the results. The results are in Allah's hands.
Yes, we're
either,
just try.
Especially now that we're in the time of war, now that we have this big issue of Palestine, it's not about whether we will win or not. Our responsibility is support the oppressed one.
Yes.
although, inshallah, the victory comes from Allah's hands, yes, our responsibility is this. Important, no matter how difficult it is for us to endure, there, yeah, is nothing, as we mentioned.
Yes,
there
the important is nothing. Thing is to strive. You just go with your part. Do not worry about the conclusions. And Mir Taqi Mir says something about it, and I'll just translate it. He says that I have always, throughout my life, this has been my way, that I have achieved things from unsuccesses or, yeah, the challenges of
that's
life.
That's very beautiful. That's very beautiful. And I think this brings us to the conclusion. We conclude this episode by understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us any responsibility or any difficulty in our life that we cannot endure, that we do not have the capacity for. Everything that we go through in our life, we do have the capacity to tolerate. It's just our inner self that's telling us and kind of complaining. We have to be worried about our present responsibility and not about what's the result to come.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. Goodbye from my end as well.
Wassalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about
this. We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
The Last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very warm welcome. This is The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. And you are listening to the program The Last Savior, which is about the Imam of Time, Imam al-Zamana, Jalla Hatala Faraja. And in this program, we give you more and more information about the Imam of Time. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, the one who dies and is ignorant about the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant. And the hadith that we discussed in the beginning of the program is also from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will fill the earth with justice. His imam will fill the earth with justice. As we are seeing the tyranny and oppression around the world right now, as we can witness things in Gaza and around the world. Well, to explore more on the topic of Mahdaviyat, we have a special guest in the studio. Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we have been talking about the sayings and literature of Imam. Imam has been conversating with the people in three different phases from his birth to Imam. We said apart from Tawqiyah, we also had supplications. And the last supplication that you mentioned, that we usually recite on Friday evenings. So, like, yeah, what more?
Yes, we have been saying that in the second phase of Imam's holy life, that is from the time of imamate till today, we have been searching